Hello, it's Saturday, 23rd of September. I'm sitting in a cemetery in Watford. And the sun's just going down. This is my first memo from me. It's unrehearsed and unedited, which I guess is the point. I stumbled on Stuart McKenzie's Memos From Me project, so thought I'd give it a try. I've written week notes pretty consistently and haphazardly do day notes. So we'll see how audio goes. I guess why? Why document what I'm doing or thinking? I don't think anyone will read it or anyone will care. That's kind of not the point. For me, I think there's two reasons. One is it's part of a reflective practice, which I think is really beneficial in kind of digital work, which moves really quickly. And I guess it helps me clear out my mind all the things that I think about constantly. So I don't really know what I'm going to do with it. I think I might put it up on my website as kind of a day note, but I guess we'll see. So a few minutes before I started recording, a fox walked through the graveyard and it stopped and sniffed the air. I don't think it smelt me, or it didn't care if it did. And then it went off into a bush. And a couple of seconds later, it came running out with a pigeon in its mouth. And as it ran across the cemetery, two crows were dive-bombing it. But it didn't seem to care. It just carried on trotting like it couldn't believe its luck that it got this pigeon. So I guess maybe birds of a feather do flock together, but the quick brown fox still gets its dinner. I was working on a list of like personal websites that have a "Hi, I'm" kind of homepage. I think there's something interesting about websites kind of talking in the first person like that. It's almost like it's not just the website about me, it's the website is me. I guess in some ways I think of my website like that. So my blog records things that I think about, and week notes say stuff I've done, the notes section has stuff I've read. But probably more of a complete picture of me than I am, as I forget things. And I was also thinking about pages and how it might not be very long until we have just about prompts. So I put into Perplexity AI earlier, "Tell me about Roger Swannell," and it looked at my website and looked at LinkedIn and put together a little summary of about me. So it kind of also prompted me thinking about, I wonder whether products like LinkedIn will ever have a setting where you can block AI from using your content in the things it does. I guess that's probably about it for today. I don't know what else to say. Roger over and out. I've always wanted to say that.